A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Your all-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good afternoon. It's 3 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. We have a breezy 45 degrees. KSL's top story. Late in the day, just before Thanksgiving, President Trump has pardoned Michael Flynn, his ex-national security advisor. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, Michael Flynn pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI stemming from its Russia investigation. The pardon brings to an end a long-running legal battle for Flynn. It also opens the door to possible clemency for other former Trump advisors who were indicted as part of the Russia investigation, including former campaign chairman Paul Manafort. President Trump has repeatedly insisted he won the election. Today was no different. During a call to a handful of Pennsylvania Republican lawmakers, Mr. Trump once again saying the election should have been in his favor.
It's very interesting to see what's going on, and this was an election that we won easily. We won it by a lot. A big energy.
Meanwhile, Pennsylvania election officials are petitioning a federal appeals court to end the constant and unsubstantiated legal challenges. In a Thanksgiving message to the nation, President-elect Biden saying, "We are at war with the virus, not with each other."
America's not going to lose this war. We'll get our lives back. Life is going to return to normal, I promise you. This will happen. This will not last forever.
The president-elect urging Americans to have small gatherings tomorrow and to follow coronavirus guidelines. And a 12-year-old Cleveland girl is making Thanksgiving better for those who don't have much. Logan Williams has been organizing food and grocery donations for people in her inner-city neighborhood for years now with the help of her mother.
At the end of the day, I was here and I put all these things in there and I've done my job.
Williams is urging her friends and classmates to join her or to start their own charitable groups. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
The Utah Department of Health is reporting a staggering 26 new deaths from COVID today. The deaths were evenly split among men and women, almost all of them older than age 65. 15 of the 26 were in the hospital when they died. State health officials are asking people to avoid large gatherings, but some medical professionals are asking you to avoid gatherings of any size. KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce with the reason why.
Intermountain Healthcare infectious disease expert Dr. Eddie Stenium says Thanksgiving has the potential to be a super spreader event. It's indoors, in cold weather, and people can forget that an asymptomatic person can still infect groups less than 10.
We're going to see many people get together with family and friends, and that will increase our case counts in the next 7 to 10 days, which will further drive hospitalizations to a point that we cannot tolerate.
He's also asking Utahns to think of overworked doctors and nurses. ICUs across the state are stretched thin and expecting even more patients in the coming weeks because of coronavirus. Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
Some Utahns say they'll have smaller gatherings. Holly Fuller says she's been staying at home and taking other precautions just so she can see her family tomorrow.
Yeah, I think it's always worth, you know, keeping your family's health is in your focus, and it's really important. And then you still want to maintain that balance of being able to see them, so see them in the safest way possible that you can.
3,000 Utahns voted in a Twitter poll about Thanksgiving. 60% of them said they'll stick to their immediate family for the Thanksgiving dinner. Governor-elect Spencer Cox conducted that Twitter poll. No doubt some Utahns will feel very lonely tomorrow. Dr. Tom Golightly with Counseling and Psychological Services at BYU says this bizarre holiday season may be a good opportunity to slow down and focus on recharging.
No one's shoving anything in your face, and maybe that's a good thing for the holiday, right? We don't have some of those obligations that we typically feel.
He says if you're alone for Thanksgiving, focus on spending the day how you want to. a bubble bath, football, whatever floats your boat, but do things that'll make you feel grateful. The CEO of Sanford Health has been replaced after he refused to wear a mask. He said he didn't have to because he already had COVID. Kelby Krabenhoft called the mask a symbolic gesture. Sanford Health quickly announced that Krabenhoft was retiring. Intermountain Healthcare has announced plans to merge with this Sanford Health. KSL News Time 3:05. So what was that strange announcement about yesterday? Don't be alarmed if you see wildlife dangling from helicopters next week. Well, the Division of Wildlife Resources says bison and deer will be airlifted by chopper over the next few days. Spokeswoman Faith Heaton Jolly says the choppers make it easier to check on big game animals.
The helicopter really positions us in a way that we can, A, find them a lot quicker and easier, and B, have that access so that we make sure that we're able to quickly get them with a net gun and then fly them back to our locations for the testing and then release.
They also put GPS trackers on the animals to uncover their winter migration patterns. KSL News Time 3:05. Ricky, I wonder if the animals enjoy the trip.
I don't know.
I'm guessing they tranquilize them, maybe hit them with
a Xanax.
Let them relax.
I don't think they can blindfold all of them, but yeah, something to not just leave them so spastic once they're landed that they just take off.
So yeah. I'm curious, if you remove the blindfold and look at the traffic, do we have a getaway today?
It's hard to say because we've had a crash and it's in that left construction split in Sunset, and that always causes problems. But we've had a higher volume of traffic at that early hour, so we may be seeing a little more traffic for the holiday getaway. And this is northbound I-15, where we still have emergency traffic in Davis County. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thank you, Ricky. Coming up, Christmas season. I mean, no more discussion about whether it's too early. This is it. And my minute of news is up next.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are. And this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.